It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
And now, what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
All I want is a simple life. I want to wake up late, sip on coffee, and read old books. I also want a spaceship and a pet dragon. Hey, use your blinker, dorkwad.
That was what the person in the car next to you was thinking.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The polls are open in two House districts in North Carolina for today's special elections. President Trump campaigned in Fayetteville last night.
We need Dan Bishop and Greg Murphy. We need them.
Bishop's a state senator running against a businessman and retired Marine, Dan McCready.
Good luck to them trying to call a capitalist who's built a business from scratch a socialist.
The result of November's vote to fill this seat was thrown out over allegations of Republican voter fraud. The other race is to fill the seat opened by Walter Jones' death in February. The South Korean owner of a cargo ship that capsized off the coast of Georgia is thanking everyone involved in the rescue of four trapped crew members. Coast Guard Captain John Reed says
their condition is relatively good for having spent close to 34 or 35 hours in the conditions they are in.
America is listening to Fox News.
Here we go with another edition of What If. What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Freddie Mercury? Greg Budell, what do you have to do each morning to get ready for the show?
I gotta be cool, relax, get in, get on my track.
Jay Scott, do you and Emily Hayes still argue a lot?
We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Emily Hayes, you go to a party and you just act your normal, natural self. What do you think people say when you walk away? Bailey the Wonder Dog. We know Rich Thomas rescued you from a shelter. What do you say when people ask you where you came from?
Adopted.
What's that?
Adopted.
That's what I thought you said. And Rich Thomas, I know you have something you wanted to say to Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Oh,
that's so sweet. Well, did I miss anybody? How did Dan Morris get in here? Now stand by for three men and a lady.
To make the rockin' world go round.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Thank you, Rusty Aldridge, for your brilliant work. At 8:05, Rich Thomas will be rejoining us in the studio tomorrow. In the meantime, yours truly, Greg Hill, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, we're pining away for his presence.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9780.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's some relief soon on the way, but today will be very hot again. High temperature in the upper 90s, but the heat index near or above that 105 danger level again. There will be some random, widely scattered storms here and there. That could cool down a few lucky communities, but many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still very hot. Mid to upper 90s both days. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Thank you, Rich. We appreciate it. No, I was just noticing something.
You want to let the rest of the class know what was so funny, Greg?
Okay. One of my favorite news satire sites is Babylon Bee.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Walmart made all these moves on what kind of guns they're going to sell and stuff like that. And now the Babylon Bee says Walmart discontinues auto part sales to prevent car accidents. It's funny. They do a really good job. It's.
Did you see the mock-up for the Dollar General gun and pawn?
No. Oh, I'd love to see that.
See if I can find it, if I remember who posted that.
If I remember, last hour I promised you how to take this new selfie.
Right, the chin, what is it called?
The chin selfie.
The chin shelf. What?
The chin shelf. The chin shelf shelfie.
The chin shelfie? The
now
chin
you're
shelf.
Sounding like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. I'm going to, pardon me, I'm going to, my name is Bond. I'm going to take a chin selfie. Hard to say.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
What else is on your mind, Jay?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed
Craig.
By other lawyers.
Can't help myself.
As we cruise into the 8 o'clock portion of our Tuesday rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region and things are looking a little bit better on the highways. We still have our slowdown on I-65 in the downtown area. The traffic on the boulevard is thinning out, but it's still pretty busy, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. The 231 crowd coming out of Wetumpka is still jamming up around the river bridge, so be careful there. And our school zones are still in effect for a few more minutes. Keep your eyes open, watch out for the kids in the buses, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pets safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, it's the chin shelf selfie. You put one finger underneath your chin.
It's more like this.
Yes. According to the London Sun, and who's going to question them?
Mm-hmm.
Not only is the chin shelf perfect for resting your head in between shots, it also accentuates the facial features and is a more flattering approach to the hand, head and hand approach pose. So what a waste of time that was.
Well... that's a visual thing. It's hard to convey over the airwaves.
I thought it would be easy, but you know what? I don't get it.
And you should take one and post it on your Facebook for everyone to see.
Here, I'm going to bring up the photos.
Uh-huh.
See, it actually is the finger with the other three fingers.
Yeah, it's just it's this, Greg. It's the.
I don't think that. Pose would be particularly flattering for a manly man like me. I really don't.
Oh, well.
You know how macho I am. I just...
Yes, so macho.
I don't think that fits my particular style.
The Village People wrote a song about it.
Do we have a conundrum that we like?
It's right here in front of you.
Yeah. I liked both of these, but...
I did, too.
Yeah. So, I think you go with either one, and then whatever we don't use, I'll save for a rainy day.
Let me toss one out here.
Okay.
Something, no, I toss it out, not in the garbage,
but I know
out to our listeners.
Yeah. I got you.
It's something that the average woman spends 17 years of her life doing.
Mm-hmm.
17 years of her life doing what?
Mm-hmm.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. Hey, kids, what do we have for our winner?
All right, we got a Seafood Bistro gift card.
That's right. And as long as you're bringing up the Seafood Bistro.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hi, y'all. I'm Jay.
Hi, everybody.
See if I can do Donald, yeah.
So, should you have the correct answer to today's conundrum? You could win a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. And this is perfect in time for football season, my friends. When you've got friends coming over and you want to serve up a mess of wings, maybe the Saigon Sweet Heat is a flavor you would like to try. Or maybe you could get a you do a whole boil. You know, remember they used to do that? I bet they still do. I'll have to check with Paul. Where you could call ahead and get your crawfish boil or your shrimp boil going ahead of time, and you just go and pick it up from the Seafood Bistro. Lots of options for you. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook so you don't miss out on daily specials. Again, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. And you can always give them a call ahead of time at 279-7500. The Seafood Bistro.
All right, you may have heard we have a national crisis, the White Claw shortage.
Oh.
We have the latest on that coming up, but let's see if we can get an answer on this conundrum. Smoke it, Otis. The average woman spends 17 years of her life doing what?
Fixing her hair.
Fixing her hair. Let's try that one out for size. It makes sense to me. I'm probably just as... It's not the winning answer. And
Thank you.
Based on my personal experience as a primpo... I mean, I learned how to see my reflection. I used to be kind of vain. And you're both trying very hard not to make oral noise.
I'm full on grinning.
I'm not vain anymore. Well,
I guess that BS button's broken.
Here's Jody.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Jody.
I think it's shaving your leg.
17 years shaving the gams.
That's a really good guess.
It is.
Well, darn. Okay, thanks, y'all.
Can I speak on behalf of all men for a moment?
Sure.
Do the men want you to speak on their behalf?
I think I don't need their permission.
Okay.
I think they'll agree with me. I really do. Because I'm good at knowing my peers. On behalf of all men, to women who take the time to perform that ordeal of leg shaving, thank you. Okay, that was a meaningful moment on the show. Here's Jeff.
Hello, Greg. How are you this morning?
Good. How about yourself, man?
Great, man. I either heard this on your show when you were in South Florida, when I lived down there, or I heard it on your show when you were in Chicago when I lived up there.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't following you or stalking you. I just happened to work in both places. Yeah, I heard that. That's very... I'm going to get you for that, you little cracker.
That was Emily. Anyway, that was not me. That was Emily.
I know that. It sounded just like Emily. No, it wasn't you. I know that. But anyway, it's a term used especially for women. It's called farting. F-A-R-D-I-N-G. Farting. Which translates to mean... Go ahead, let it run. No. Well, it means putting on your makeup in the car.
Right. Farting, yes.
But you said, you did say it. But it was
We did do that a long time ago, somewhere. In one of the zip codes I've worked in, I forget. but thank you, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
News talk, who's this?
They heard me in all three places now. Chicago.
Yeah, but he's not stalking you.
I don't think he is. Why would nobody would move because I'm working somewhere? Here's Greg B. I love that combo, man. That is you got to win this thing.
That is a good combo. Hey, Greg, I was going to mention to you. I was born and raised in Niles, Michigan, not too far from Chicago, and I grew up listening to Larry Lujack.
My hero, the greatest jock that ever sat in front of a microphone next to Rick Peters.
I see it. Hey, can I ask one other question about sticks?
What was that again?
Sticks!
Yes.
Hey, did Tommy Shaw own a house in Buchanan, Michigan, or something around over there?
It's possible. I know that the road manager that worked with the band when I did lives in that area.
Okay, because so I knew my cousin took horse riding lessons. And with his daughter, and he would show up in a long fur coat, you know, for the horse riding lessons back then in the 70s. But anyway,
I can find out. It's totally possible.
Okay. Well, my guess is looking in the mirror.
The average woman looks in the mirror 17 years of her life is not the winning answer, but a good guess, and I'll try and find that out for you. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
2729228. The average woman spends 17 years of her life doing what, David?
Good morning, Montgomery.
Good morning.
I'm going to guess laundry.
Laundry, okay.
Man, it sure does feel like it, I tell you what.
Hang on 1 second. A little one in the car. 17 years of her life doing laundry is not the answer we need. Good guess, though. 272-9228. I love that. We're always very flattered with people.
What is wrong with you?
I bet the kid loved that, too.
I know my audience. Are you
exactly
kidding? Hey, kids, how do you like that, huh? Look at you sitting against the wall with a look of contempt and disgust
at me. That's a smile on her face. It is disgust, though.
I may as well take this out.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I'm a guy.
I know.
Lisa.
I would say that showing evidence of a cycle of life, menstruating.
What she just said is not the answer, but thank you.
Oh, I'm glad I held off answering these other calls to hear that answer. On behalf of all men, what would you like to say, Greg?
Tamp on line one and see who's there.
Who's talk? Who's this? You're what's horrible. First letter of your last name?
And you're yelling at me?
I just want to point out that I have never yelled at you. Speak forcefully.
You've spoken to me in a strident voice.
Speak forcefully. That's I don't ever yell at you. Well, I respect you.
While Jay is queuing up our next group of excited potential winners, 272-9228, Montgomery is a city of driven people. And the passions that fuel them for food, family, education, Southern tradition, and for Montgomery Eye, it's eyesight. And that has been driving them. Think about this. This is a practice whose origins go back to the end of World War II. They are getting ready to celebrate 75 years in town. Over that amount of time, they certainly know how to apply the best customer service techniques to the people. So when you make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, you will be seen promptly and efficiently. And that's why I say you can do it on your lunch break. If time is an issue for you Monday through Friday. With a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries the last 20 years, nobody has more experience. Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin are the best at what they do. They help impassion people see life clearly so they can achieve their goals. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye, 271-3804. 271-3804. Or if you have a moment, visit OnlineMEP.com. That's the word online, MEP.com, to schedule your appointment today. And by the way, that appointment is absolutely free.
Absolutely?
Absolutely.
Says the boodle?
It's Jay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What does the average woman spend 17 years of her life trying to do?
First letter of your last name.
Well, everybody's been kind of dancing around it, and I didn't hear this, but it's already been said, forgive me, but I'm going to say putting on makeup.
Putting on, well, that was the farting answer.
Yeah, he said putting on makeup in the car.
Yeah, that's been guessed. Can you think of something else a woman might do for 17 years of her life?
Nag her husband? No, I'm just kidding.
Nag her husband.
Counts as a guess, though, Jay, and I'm sure in some cases that's probably true.
Doesn't ever happen in my household.
No.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Hi, Nicole.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a married woman? You don't sound it.
No. I would say...
How did I... You know
there's a sound?
Yes. Do you know how I know that? Because I'm an experienced man and I know what to listen for in a woman's voice.
Okay.
I got a perfect...
I'm going to say trying to find that right one. Trying to find a husband.
17 years trying to... Find a husband.
Let me just say this. I don't think anybody deserves you. I don't think there's a guy good enough for you, okay? That didn't come out quite the way I'd hoped.
Right?
No.
Right? No, not at all.
So what do you think? What does the average woman spend 70 years of her life? Oh.
That was her guess.
What?
It was finding a mate. It was finding the perfect mate, 17 years.
You're being strident.
Well, I mean, I heard her the first time because I listen and pay attention.
Another one bites the dust. Thank you for the call. You underestimate me continuously. Here's Madeline.
That was her guess. Finding a mate.
I'm sorry. You got another guess?
Who's this?
Hello?
What is? So you've got to turn your phone. You got to turn the radio down when you call in.
Yeah, it's okay. What's your guess?
M is the first letter of your last name.
Madeline.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
M is the first letter.
I give up.
Well.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. You want to hold on?
Who's this?
Okay, I'm sorry. Man. Todd.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm going to say taking care of kids.
That's a very good guess. It's got to be the winning answer, doesn't it? No, I'm sorry. It is not.
Shoot.
Yeah. Okay, Scott, you're next. 272-9228. What does the average woman spend 17 years of her life doing?
Well, I'll say I'm a little late to the list in the end of the show, but I'm going to go with cooking.
Cooking is not the answer. Wow, yeah. This is a good one. Thank you, Todd.
I feel those pains, too.
All right, Kendra.
Hey.
Hi.
So,
can I call in with an answer?
You're in.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Give us the answer.
Okay. Trying to lose weight.
She says the average woman spends 70 years of her life trying to lose weight, and that is the winning answer! Yes! Way to go, Kendra!
Congratulations.
You've not only won, but you'd be a double winner by the end of the week because we will be giving away some great prizes in a drawing on Friday, like a tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's with a party tray of wings, gooey fries, salsa chips, queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. You hold on, and Jay is going to get that information for you. Wow. Yeah, trying to lose weight. And my next, if we had to go to Hintville on this one, I was going to say maybe she needs to do this while she's spending 17 years trying to find the perfect mate or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't matter. When I'm going to insult somebody no matter what I do, right? Okay, coming up at 8:23, Menthol Meredith has her thoughts on the big school scandal with Felicity Huffman and our Morning Maroon nominees and how not to drive a Tesla.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They have not confirmed the identity of the body. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators tell us that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. And Tallahassee City leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on I-85 at the interchange. It looks like it is at I-85 northbound and about Court Street, so as soon as you make the swing over to I-85 northbound, you're going to have to slow down. We also see a slowdown between Perry Hill Road and about the Jackson Hospital area, so be careful there. The boulevard's back to a normal flow. We are crowded, but moving along just fine. Watch yourself around the intersections, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s this morning. Let's just be careful as we get another workday started. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Jenna.
Where the heck is all the White Claw?
Jenna is desperate because there is no more White Claw.
Like, WTF am I gonna drink that won't make me bloat?
For the price of just one White Claw a day, you can send Jenna one White Claw a day.
I, like, need White Claw for my sorority semi-formal.
Sponsor her today, and we'll send you a picture of Jenna drinking a White Claw while posing in her bathing suit on a giant inflatable swan.
OMG. Do not make me have to buy Trulies.
Hashtag Hot Girl Summer is dead. Don't let Jenna die either.
You know what would be even better than a White Claw? Pumpkin Spice White Claw.
Please donate to give Jenna some White Claw.
Or I'll have to call my dad.
Yeah, you watch out. Is White Claw a liquor?
It's a hard seltzer.
Which is liquor, right? Alcohol content?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's...
So it's a clear seltzer, but it has alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little flavoring.
Have you tried it?
I have not tried it, because I drink whiskey. But
I tried it in Seattle. I didn't like it.
I've seen the phenomenon.
But I'll tell you what, as long as I've been around, I've seen some liquor phenomenons come and go, like the screwdriver. God, that was all the rage in the 70s. Ooh. I've made two wonderful new friends through Janelle and her friend at the zoo and her husband, who I'm going to play golf with the next time I go down there.
You golf?
Yes. Not as often as I should, to be honest.
He didn't look like a golfer to you?
I mean,
I have spiked flip-flops to play. They're very expensive. We're over there for dinner the night before I drove back, Saturday night. And we're outside on the patio talking, very pleasant evening, and my daughter got to talking about Barney. Remember, she went to that Comic-Con or whatever it was in Miami and got to meet the cast members from The Office. Mm-hmm. Who was there? Meredith, who's hilarious, and Oscar. Mm-hmm. They were there. She got to meet them and then found a booth where the guy that voiced Barney the Dinosaur was. So they took a picture with him but didn't ask him to say anything. So they were talking about this and my daughter actually asked me to do my Barney impersonation and not just do the voice but to come bounding in like I did at the birthday party years ago. It was very entertaining.
Oh.
Now, during the conundrum, and yes, again, if you missed the winning answer, the conundrum was the average woman spends 17 years of her life doing what? The winning answer was losing weight. And I made a point with Emily that I have superpowers with women that I've obtained through experience.
You said that you can tell by their voice,
yes,
if they're married or not.
That's correct.
And I told you that I think that the BS button is broken on the computer.
Well, you just believe whatever you want, but
that's how
I'm going.
Life.
And after we talk to Mr. Sandman, I'm going to prove to you that I have a unique gift with women. Not that. Mr. Sandman. Hey there, Mr. Sandman. By the way, there was a story today that says 15% of people are sleeping on a mattress that was given to them or something they got, like, on the side of the road.
Oh,
I can believe that.
We need to reach that market because they shouldn't be sleeping on that. You spend a third of your life on a mattress. You deserve better.
Well, you know, some people just don't have any money. I mean, it's, you know, this. By the time you have kids and everything, you know, required for them, your own personal needs get put on the back burner a lot of times.
And that's true.
Unfortunately, a mattress is one of those things that can be put on a back burner. And some people have never had a good mattress. I mean, I've been selling mattresses for well over 30 years, and you know, I've seen people buy, you know, when I work for a furniture store, some of the cheapest things they could get to sleep on themselves. And, you know, it'll be wore out in 6 months, but they'll sleep on it for 10 years. It's bad, but you can get a good mattress. I mean, a really nice mattress for under $500. But, you know, some people don't have $500. I understand that. We've got a nice queen set for $299. But then again, we have people who go out and they'll spend $8,000 and finance it for 8 years at no interest on some mattresses, which is ridiculous. In fact, I saw a study recently that a lot of the people who bought those mattresses, the really high-priced ones 7 or 8 years ago, and they're already worn out, are coming back in, and they're not going to spend that kind of money again. They're going to come back down to reasonably priced mattresses because they last just as long. And, you know, you can get a really good mattress, a king-size mattress, for under $1,000. Why spend $6,000 or $7,000 unless it's, you just have the money and it's just that much more comfortable to you? If it's not that much more comfortable to you, don't believe any of the hype that goes into what all is in a mattress. They've got more stuff in mattresses now. We've got mattresses with copper infused, gel infused, carbon infused, zinc infused, all sorts of stuff in them to make them sleep cooler and do all this other stuff. But the bottom line is, that all of that doesn't make that much difference. It's how it feels when you lie down on it and how it supports you so that when you wake up in the morning, you feel good.
Yeah.
You can do it for under $1,000 or you can do it for $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000. And, you know, you just don't have to spend a fortune on a mattress. But if you want to spend a fortune, come see me. I'll sell you one.
Yeah.
But really, we've got a lot of great mattresses, you know, between $700 and $1,500, you can get a fabulous mattress at Mr. Sandman. These are on sale. I've got a lot of them for less than that. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Millbrook. And Millbrook's store is closing, so there's some extra special bargains up there. And we appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you.
Take care. You know, he's right about people having other priorities because I think I went 15 years without having a mattress of my own, one that I picked out, you know, that was comfortable because I needed the money for other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. He is absolutely correct. Now, I'm going to prove to you, skeptic Hayes.
Watch it.
And I was right. You got to admit this. What was her name? The lady that called and I said,
is that your superpower? Forget the names?
I knew she was single.
Madeline.
Madeline, yeah. Great name, by the way, too. I am so tuned in, and I'm offering this audio clip as proof. This is from the afternoon show with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not only being able to tell if a woman is single or married by her voice, but what her birthday is.
But I want to be a Bob Bauer big shot.
We would like that for you. Pam, what's your month and date of birth? Wait a minute. Let me just show you how tuned into women I am. I'm going to guess your month and date of birth.
Oh, watch this, Pam. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
You know, when you sabotage me when you do that, Joey. All right, now hang on so I can concentrate.
Sorry! I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate. Hello? Echo.
your birthday is early in the year? Because I'm feeling February.
Nope.
April?
Sorry. No, you're wrong. Sorry.
August?
No.
November?
No.
March?
No.
January?
No.
How many times have you been married?
No.
September?
Yes.
I knew it. I told you. And I have a feeling that your birthday is early in the month around the 4th.
Nope.
8th.
Nope.
15th.
Nope.
30th.
Nope.
31st.
Nope. There is no 31st.
I did that just to see if I could catch you. You're sharp. You are sharp.
Man, you know women well.
16th.
Nope.
12th.
Nope.
18th.
Nope.
3rd.
Nope.
9th.
Nope.
29th.
17th.
Nope.
25th.
Nope.
6th?
Nope.
7th?
27th?
That's the same thing as mine!
Well done,
I knew there
you're
was
so in tune with women!
Although I knew there was a connection here. Now, did I just not prove that to the world or not?
What a bunch of hooey.
Did you say, what a bunch of
hoo-ah?
No, I said hooey.
Hooey. There's a difference between hooey and hoo-ah?
Apparently.
I guess so.
What a show. What a show.
Don't ever doubt me again. All right, it is 8:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's get rich in. Is this heat ever going to end?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's some relief soon on the way, but today will be very hot again. High temperature in the upper 90s, but the heat index near or above that 105 danger level again. There will be some random widely scattered storms here and there. That could cool down a few lucky communities, but many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still very hot. Mid to upper 90s both days. Rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When I was down there in Gooseville, she bought a, you know, the, really, to buy a place that's for, and I don't know who's making 400 grand a year. When you look at the prices at real estate in Florida, it's nuts.
It's tough.
So you almost, if you're on a budget, have to find something that's going to take a little work to fix, and we've done that. But when I was down there, an old listener of mine, this is the best part, a guy named Mike, he listened to me for years, and he's the guy that's doing all of this handiwork around the house, including fixing. She's in a condo where the whole condo doesn't have the roof redone. You got to be responsible for your own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess her building's about 20 years old. It was built after Andrew, which means it's built to withstand, you know, it's up to a high standard as far as wind and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But 29 hours of Irma, you know, we'll do a number. And I trust him, and I feel like we got very lucky in finding a guy that can do that kind of work. But you don't want to take a chance. If you live here in the River Region, the people you call are the Jones Brothers Group, the Creole family. They are awesome. They've been repairing and replacing roofs for seven decades, almost 75 years. That's one impressive pedigree. And in a town this small, if they were doing people wrong, that would get around quickly and you'd be out of business fast. In fact, if you go to their website, jbroof.com, you'll see a few jobs they posted there where they redid it to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. I've not used them for roof work yet, but I have used them to do some other services they offer, like screen doors and windows, and their work is phenomenal. They are real perfectionists. So if you need a roof repair or replacement, call 800-264-8009. Or if you want to replace some windows or doors, they can do the same thing for you. Actually, admire their entire portfolio of work at jbroof.com. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up. 841.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a final look at your Tuesday ride into work, and things are looking a lot better out on the roadways. We don't have any problems on the boulevard. The 31s all look good. We do have some issues on the interstates. We have an accident on the on-ramp to I-65 southbound at Millbrook at the Highway 143 exit, so watch it there. We also still see the police working the accident at the interchange. It's on I-85 northbound right after you come off the interchange, so be careful there. Keep an eye on the traffic around you, and let's get into work safely. We'll check in with you this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators say that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They haven't confirmed the identity of the body. And Tallahassee City leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time and may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year, and a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain, sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Meredith. Well, it looks like Felicity Huffman is going to be doing hard time for cheating her daughter's way into college. Boy, am I glad no one caught me when my oldest, Bodine, was trying to get into VCR repair school. I didn't bribe no one with money, but I did have to use a little bit of honey, if you know what I mean. And don't be boo-hooing for Felicity Huffman either. I have seen firsthand how celebrities get special treatment in the slammer. When I was doing time in county, the local weather girl, Dixie Puckett, was my cellmate, and they treated her like she was the Queen of England. I have never seen anyone get so many preferential chicken nuggets in my life. To this day, anytime I get a whiff of chicken nuggets, I picture Dixie Puckett in her prison grays, being forced to do the weather for the cons and Harley Mamas of Cell Block 8. Good luck, Felicity.
At 8:47, let's bring in former Secretary of State, Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You would know. People do stupid stuff all the time. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right. I mentioned this one earlier, and we talked about mattresses today. Your side of the bed is sacred, truth or baloney?
Sacred?
Yeah, in other words...
You don't flip-flop every other night or something?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're married and sharing a bed, it's still your side of the bed. You almost have to find that out right away.
Well, yeah, there's
If you're getting serious with somebody.
Yeah.
Because if you both want the same side of the bed.
It's not how it works.
There's going to be trouble.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Yeah, because conflict. Anyway, a couple didn't get this issue settled. 33-year-old woman named Ashley Crampton, her 26-year-old wife wrote a budget in Clearwater, Florida. Ashley's wife took Ashley's usual side of the bed. That made Ashley so furious that she kicked her wife off the bed, then punched her when she tried to get back on. Ashley was arrested for domestic battery. I remember when, you know, gay marriage became legal, some pundit, I forget who it was, said, you know what, they're entitled to the same misery as other couples. So there you go. In fact, Jacqueline and Dana, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Dana Dell from Duncan Tomlinson, said that some of the gay divorce stories are just as prevalent now as straight people. Just as an aside. It happens to everybody. So that's nominee number one, going to jail over your favorite side of the bed. We have another nominee who managed, he was driving a Tesla. I remember I told you the other day, my daughter was driving her mom's. Those things are fast. But when you take your foot off the gas, they slow down a lot. It's like putting the brakes on really hard.
Like a golf cart?
Kinda, yeah, except in an auto, you know, the size of an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video that shows a Tesla driver in Massachusetts totally asleep while his car drove on.
I need help sleeping, but Ambien really messes me up.
Then it's time to ask your car dealer for a Tesla.
I saw that video. That's frightening.
Yeah, and I am not a fan of self-driving. I'm sorry. If I'm going to get in a wreck, I want to be responsible for it. That isn't quite the way I wanted to put that. But so that's nominee number two. And I'm going to give the third nominee to a man, a British Columbia man who was attacked by a bear. And his first self-defense mechanism was to negotiate with the bear. And there's a video of him looking at the bear saying, "You don't have to do this." Bears don't speak English. A barking dog saved his life, and the bear ran away. He got out. Otherwise, it would have been all over. So we have bear negotiator. We have a sleep at the wheel Tesla man and the side of the bed couple.
I think bear negotiator.
Yeah, on the at the end of it, that on a level of ridiculousness.
You don't have to do this.
Let's give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All right, 8:51, and one last time, we're going to play Name That Clown.
Are you ever going to tell us?
I will at the end if nobody guesses. We'll give you a prize if you can figure out the last two. The first four we know, you're going to hear Bozo, Ronald McDonald, Pennywise, and Krusty the Clown in that order. Who are the last two?
In the rocket ship I soar, I explore the ocean floor, but you must know I'll never go unless you come along.
I'm gonna play a little song, and before your eyes, up will come McDonald's fried guys.
Can you smell the circus, Georgie? There's peanuts and popcorn.
Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I'm just some dumb clown.
You're not that dumb.
I wish I could say the same thing about you.
You give clowns a bad name.
What a morning.
All right, last two clowns, I'll give you a hint. Their names start with B and S.
B and S.
B and S.
All right, it's not Bozo, because we already had Bozo.
Yeah, Bozo was already named. He was the first.
B.
In all honesty...
Binks? I don't know.
I think this is a dumb contest, and I wish you guys hadn't pushed me to do this.
Binky the Clown?
Oh, yeah, because we were over there clicking the button all morning.
Shakes? Is one of those Shakes the Clown?
You are correct!
Oh, Jesus.
Who is Shakes?
It's a stupid, obscure movie from, like, the 90s, I think. Right?
Shakes
the Clown.
And Shakes was portrayed by the one celebrity I
Bobcat
ever had.
Gold,
did not like in my studio. He was such an a-hole.
But who was the other one?
All right, the missing clowns is nobody's called. Baskets the Clown, portrayed by Zach Galifianakis.
No idea.
Well, I'm just telling you that those were the last two.
Well,
so you had Bozo, Ronald McDonald, Pennywise, Krusty the Clown, Baskets, and Shakes. And I wouldn't have known Pennywise, but when I was down in Florida, Janelle and her friend Christina, they're big It fans, and Christina does a hilarious impersonation of that particular segment with popcorn, you know.
I wish the Tim Curry Pennywise.
Yeah, there could have been that, or...
you better let
Homie.
Him out.
Homie the Clown. Okay. How could they not put Homie the Clown in the montage?
That would have been
instead
good.
Of those obscure clowns. We'll be right back.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My faces have gone. My nose fell off today.
Statement. What happened to it? Leprosy in California, thanks to... It's almost like they want to go back to the... Let's do away with indoor plumbing and air conditioning and penicillin. It's just unreal what they're allowing to happen there. And I love California.
Never been.
You know who was the governor of the California when I was there in the 70s when I used to work with a group of Sticks? Yes.
Ronald Reagan and Dan Morris.
Ronald Reagan and Vice Governor Dan Morris. Let's welcome from Prattville Farm Center our friend Randy Burkhalter. Please set aside a bag of snake repellent.
That's right, yeah.
We had a 3.5-footer slithering.
Eddie Bader shot a huge one out at his lake house.
Shot it?
Yeah, I mean, it's massive. I'll have to show you the picture, but it frightened me. And then our AC went out yesterday because of all the ants crawling up into the connector part. So yeah. I've heard of this before, but just recently. We need ant killer.
He sells a real cheesy smelling ant killer that works in like one day. Remember you gave me some of that in a glassine bag to try it, and it was unbelievably effective.
Yeah, that the product name, the chemical there is called acephate. Now the way it works on fire ant mounds, it's used particularly for fire ant mounds, but it's super easy to use because really what you want to do is sprinkle about a couple of teaspoons over a normal size mound.
Yeah,
and you don't want to disturb it. You don't water it in. You do nothing. You just sprinkle it on there and walk away. And literally, overnight, typically, you see some results. If not overnight, then definitely within a couple of days.
You exaggerate.
The way it works is ants track it back